Praise the Lord. Let me show you something in the Bible. Matthew chapter 16. There is something that I want to share, and I just give a background because I intend to preach it on Sunday. In case you will not be here tomorrow, there's a statement that Jesus Christ made that I draw my exhortation from. I will want to explain what he meant by the keys of the kingdom of heaven. That will be the topic. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. What are these keys to the kingdom of heaven? Many people don't know it. And this is the way Jesus Christ put it in Matthew chapter 16. From verse 13. I will read it up to verse 20. And that is what I will be explaining. The meaning of the keys of the kingdom of heaven. In fact, what that key is. Praise the Lord. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, another Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Verse 18 is clearly the continuation of verse 17. When he said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven," then he added, "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter." A lot of people are not able to relate this conversation, this statement by Jesus. Why will Jesus look at Peter and say, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock"? And people begin to think that Peter is the rock. No, Peter is not the rock. We have explained that several times, but we shall look at it deeper. And verse 18, "And I say unto thee," and that "and" is very important, "and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Verse 19 starts again, "and." So it's another thing again. "And." So it's connected to verse 18, connected to verse 17. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." "And" is added again. When you receive the keys of the kingdom of heaven, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You can only bind something on earth and it will be bound in heaven. You will lose something on earth and it will be loosed in heaven. Only if you receive the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That's where I am going to. I say this because this exhortation came when just yesterday, 3 people consecutively I was talking with here, and every one of them I asked, "Where do you worship?" Anglican, another one, Catholic. Another one, forgotten, another denomination somewhere. Then all of them added, but we come for your programs. Every Friday when they come here. But on Sunday, then they go somewhere. That is... Now, why are you coming here? Only on program days. You are coming for binding and loosing. And the Bible says, until you receive the keys to the kingdom of heaven, before you can bind and loose. We'll look at it tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Because when we talk about the restoration ministry, we are talking about the last bus stop to God's program for salvation. And every day, He makes this Bible to be open. We begin to understand it more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So have this at the back of your mind, that you have to receive the keys to the kingdom of heaven first before you can bind anything on earth here, and it will be bound in heaven, before you can lose anything on earth here, and it is loose in heaven. And all our prayers in Africa is binding and loosing. Amen. We'll see you on Sunday for that. Thank you.